Tuesday, June 13th. Leadership meeting this morning. Mainly to review the plans on the SALT treaty and the arms agreement, both of which are being sent up to the Hill today. The President had me over afterwards. We got into some discussion on the McGovern follow-up and attack. Problem being that McGovern made a statement last night, or yesterday, that I heard on the radio last night, saying he wasn't going to change his views, but none of this was reported in the paper. So the question arises as to what happened to our man who's supposed to be monitoring all of McGovern's statements. The more we got to thinking about it, the more upset the President got about that, as he realized that our McGovern record is only what the media have reported if we aren't taping him. I found out later today, however, that we have been taping him, although we've missed some occasions, including the one in New York yesterday. He got into the plan for the congressional briefing and the question of whether it's a good idea to shoot Kissinger this early on television. Decision was that it was not, and that what we should do is go for the East Room deal, not televised, with the President giving an opening statement and Kissinger handling the Q&A for a couple of hours, covering both the ABM and the agreement, inviting all four committees. After going back and forth on timing, we decided to do it Thursday morning, even with the Echevarria arrival conflict, and we'll work it out on that basis. In the same connection, the President got into a discussion of when and whether he should do a press conference. He still has the urge to do an in-office press conference rather than one on TV, but has agreed now to wait till next week to do that, probably on domestic policy only, and then definitely to do one on TV the following week before we go to California. He got into discussion of strategy on the McGovern attack, making the point that he made yesterday on the Buchanan memo that we've got to build up our issue rather than just attacking his, ours being foreign policy. He's concerned about who can write this. He needs someone with more spine than Price and more bite, but it can't be Sapphire, maybe Karalikas or somebody like that. Buchanan can't do it because he doesn't believe in our foreign policy position. It may be that the new writer we've got is enough of a hawk that he can handle that. In any event, he's anxious that we maintain the effort on that kind of an attack. We talked a little about things in general. Henry seems to be optimistic on Vietnam again. A little concerned about the Chinese being upset on our bombing so close to the border and the official protest they filed today. It turns out that we actually bombed across the border and hit a Chinese convoy by accident, which is what the Chinese were complaining about, although they didn't say so publicly. End of June 13th.